This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Alec Murdaugh is going to be in prison for the rest of his life. Right? Could that possibly change? Could anything alter that reality that so many of us have come to believe and be comfortable with? Well, the short answer to that is actually yes. If you do a little bit of math and you play out some potential possibilities here that are fairly realistic, he could be out of jail in his 70s. He just settled those financial crimes, 22 of them, and the others to be dismissed, which we've now learned. On that, he faces 22 to 23 years in prison, likely, at the end of the day, and $1,750,000 in fines. If he has the money to pay that back, that's a whole other conversation. And then, of course, you have the murder trial, which could actually go back to court if they do find that there's jury tampering. If found innocent, you have Alec Murdaugh free at about 77 years old. Kind of a disturbing thought as we jump into this. Joining me to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. Financial crimes, he pled guilty. Now, no surprise there, but are you surprised at the sentencing, or I guess lack there potentially of?
Yeah, Tony, I am a little bit surprised because it does afford Alec Murdaugh the time to get out. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you what, this also answers the question as to why he was so willing to plead guilty to the financial crimes. It puts him in a good position to someday be released and enjoy life.
That is true. And I think that's kind of the scary thought. So many of us thought, well, because number-wise, if you were to look at all 100-some charges, it equaled out back about to 1,000 years in prison. But with our magical judicial system, you can whittle that down to 22 to 23 years somehow. Overall, just kind of, I guess a shocking reality to all of this. What's your thoughts on the other ones being dismissed? I know, obviously, it could take forever and really far more money and time and resources than is really worth to go after for all 100-some of these crimes individually. But he's getting his time out of some of them. Is this the right move for the state to make a deal with him?
In my opinion, no. And I only say that because of the interesting, situation that we're seeing play out regarding this murder trial. So it's just disconcerting to think he could get out after all of the wrongs he has done. And so for that reason, I think the sentencing should have been the full amount of time. And if they needed to include other charges to make sure that sentencing paired up with a life sentence, then I think that should have been done.
Yeah. Shortly, his victims in the financial crimes trials will get a chance to face him in court and make their victim impact statements to his face. How do you think that's going to go? And do you think it's going to make an impact on Alec? Are we going to see snot flying again? Are we going to see an Alec that looks empathetic to the victims on the surface, maybe not deep down? Or what are we to expect, do you think?
Well, I think he'll be stoic. I mean, look, he was stoic when he was found guilty of killing his son and his wife. So I think we'll see the same thing when they come forward. I think he'll keep his head down and try to feign some sort of, humility. But Alec has certainly shown his true colors and what kind of a person he is. And no victim impact statement is going to change that.
Yeah, without a doubt. Maybe this explains a little bit about, his candor in prison right now. A lot of us have observed this going, he seems kind of jovial. He seems kind of like the guy that's like, I'm going to be getting out of here sometime soon. But we do the math here. Is this the math he's been playing with the whole time in his head and nobody else has really looked at it to see the reality of what this could actually mean?
Well, for all the shortcomings of Alec Murdaugh, one of them is not necessarily intelligence. I mean, I think he has been pretty smart, pretty savvy to get away with this all this time under the nose of other, supposedly pretty smart gentlemen around him. Mm-hmm. So when you think about all of that, I think he knew the math. And also, let's think about his time in prison. I mean, he's talking about playing poker and earning cans of soup and things like that. I mean, I think he can play the system inside just as well as he did outside. And I think he'll get along very well in there.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.